Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Our guest on Local Focus, Pat Tukey, Executive Director of our Hendersonville Symphony Orchestra, with us this morning. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Mark.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Hope your Thanksgiving was great.
Our Thanksgiving was awesome. I understand yours was pretty good.
Yeah,
yourself.
We had a great time. Yeah.
Good, good.
Quiet. I can't complain.
There's nothing wrong with a quiet Thanksgiving. Nothing in the world wrong with a quiet Thanksgiving.
But the turkey was good.
But we're going to juice things up. We're not going to be so quiet coming up. We got some good music coming up, right?
We do. We have a couple of weeks coming up that are just revolving doors.
I love to tease when I always talk about the fact when you come in here, anytime Pat Tukey's in the studio with us, that means great opportunities for some wonderful music are ahead of us.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about a couple of those. But first of all, we would be remiss
yes.
if we didn't mention Giving Tuesday.
I'm glad you said that because I wanted to just give a shout out to Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
This has become an international day of giving around the world, started right here in this country and has exploded. And it's really a day that all of our communities and all of our very generous contributors who support so many nonprofits right here in Hendersonville and Henderson County are encouraged to consider again the giving time of year. Giving Tuesday is a perfect opportunity to advance their support of
yeah.
all the great work that's done by so many nonprofits right here, including the Hendersonville Symphony.
Sure.
You know, it takes really a stadium full of community residents and visitors and young and old, and it's all across the board to make the work that we do in this community possible. We do so much work with literally thousands of students in Henderson County by presenting to them and giving them opportunities to participate in live music. And that is so important to our lives and to what makes us whole and what really makes us human.
Yeah.
I talked with one of our civic clubs the other week and I opened up and I mentioned, you know, have you ever thought of a day that you don't listen to music? Music is part of us.
Yeah.
And live music is an experience that we can't pass up. So Giving Tuesday, give generously. Think of the Hendersonville Symphony and the work that so many other nonprofits do right here in Henderson County.
And the bottom line is music makes a difference.
Music does make a difference.
Music makes a difference, whether you just sit and enjoy it or whether you are a child who is first being introduced to it. It makes a difference in everything that you do. Whether you ever become a professional musician or not, yeah. it makes a difference in your life.
You're absolutely right.
So on this Giving Tuesday, how could one, if one chooses to give to the symphony, how could one do that?
Very simply, give us a call at the office, 697-5884. Or go right to our website, hendersonvillesymphony.org. There's a Giving Tuesday
icon.
Donate now.
Okay.
Go for it. And, you know, your gifts and your support of the Hendersonville Symphony will make what we do possible into the next year and beyond.
Fantastic. We'll give those numbers again here
Super.
In a little bit. Now let's talk about some upcoming music.
We have two wonderful concerts coming up. The first one is this Friday, December 6th at Blue Ridge Community College Concert Hall, conference hall, but we call it Concert Hall.
I know. I got you.
this is the winter concert by our wonderful Hendersonville Symphony Youth Orchestra.
Speaking of music making a difference.
Absolutely.
This is a perfect example of it.
And our youth chorus. They're both those groups who have worked very hard every week this fall semester to put together not only this program, but to provide these students with an opportunity to take their interest in performing music, whether it's vocal or instrumental, and advancing those opportunities. The youth orchestra and the youth chorus are going to be combined forces for this concert this Friday. The small groups in our chorus are going to be doing some numbers, holiday numbers. The big chorus is going to be doing some numbers. The big chorus is going to be joined by members of the youth orchestra in a piece right in the middle of the program. And then the youth orchestra is going to be doing several works on their own. So it's going to be a wonderful concert where we can really witness the difference that studying music and having the opportunity to participate in a live performance setting is making for these children.
Wow. How does one get involved with the youth orchestra or these youth choruses?
Probably the best way at this time of year is to give us a call at the office, and we can put you directly in touch with Kelly Mullenix, who is our artistic director of the youth chorus, or Faith Foster, who's our artistic director of the youth orchestra. They are both absolute champions and have done wonderful work with both these groups. We'll put you directly in touch with those. Just get in touch with us.
Fantastic. We'll give that number here in a moment. Sure. So that concert's coming up this coming Friday.
That's right.
Okay.
7 o'clock. Blue Ridge Community College.
All right. And ticketed? How does that work?
Tickets will be available at the door only.
Okay.
We'll open the open ticket sales about 6 o'clock on Friday. Concert starts at 7. Tickets are $10 for adults, and students of any age are free.
Wow. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Again, great opportunity. Great opportunity. All right, that's the Youth Orchestra. And the Hendersonville Symphony Orchestra has their winter/holiday concert coming up, right?
Holidays around the world.
And I'm going to make an announcement. I'm going to make a prediction. No snow this year.
It would not happen 3 years in a row.
It could not possibly happen three
Please
years in a row.
Please tell me. Save us from this.
I hate to bring up the past, but no snow this year. All clear.
Oh, your memory is amazing. Yeah. Well, we got really smart this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've always had what if in the back of our heads, knowing that it would never happen. It's happened 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
This year, we have a snow date.
Gotcha.
So it will not.
Exactly.
It will not happen.
That's assurance that you will not have to use it. Exactly. All right. So Hendersonville Symphony winter holiday concert coming up. Tell us about it.
Holidays around the world. Our entire community celebrates this season in different ways.
Yeah.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, whether you're celebrating Hanukkah, whether you're celebrating Christmas, Kwanzaa, or any other seasonal celebration. Music is for you.
Yeah.
And music transcends any boundaries of specific celebrations. But what we're going to be doing at this concert on Saturday the 14th, performing pieces that are inspired by different traditions celebrating these holidays around the world.
Okay.
Ranging from a German piece, a Russian piece, a wonderful work of music called Christmas Eve in Sarajevo, to festive sounds of Hanukkah. And then some traditional American classics built in there, Jingle Bells Forever and Sleigh Ride with our very special surprise guest conductor.
Ah.
And we don't want to miss this one.
Okay.
Every year we have this opportunity available through our big fundraiser of the year. And this year we have a really special individual conducting Sleigh Ride with us. So I think that's all I want to say about that.
Okay. All right. All right. I won't poke anymore.
Okay. It's going to be really, really touching.
A very special guest conductor for Sleigh Ride
with
the symphony.
That's right.
All right.
Right in the middle of the program.
Okay.
It's going to be a wonderful concert. This concert, again, this year is sponsored by our wonderful friends at Carolina Village. And it's going to be great. We're bringing back guest conductor for the concert, John Conklin, who was guest conductor of our September concert that opened our season.
Yeah.
Rave reviews. We really enjoyed having John with us, and he's going to be back with us for this concert. So it's gonna be a wonderful night.
When you have a guest conductor come in, how much time do they spend with the orchestra before the performance?
They rehearse the regular rehearsal schedule with the orchestra prior to our concert.
Okay.
The orchestra rehearses the full week of the concert, typically 4 days out of the five. So
wow. That's interesting.
Plenty of time to get ready. This is a professional orchestra. This is what our musicians do for a living.
Yeah.
So they come in ready to go, and it's really just making sure that the ensemble works together. They work out the kinks, and under the direction of the guest conductor, That's what makes it all happen.
All right. So the winter concert is coming up, winter holiday concert, December the 14th.
That's right.
At Blue Ridge Community College. And how do we go ahead and get our tickets for that?
They are selling very quickly.
Of course they are.
We are about 80% full right now.
All right.
So I would encourage anyone who doesn't have their tickets yet, please give us a call or go to our website.
And that number is 697-5884.
That's right.
Or call us here at the Q and we'll get you connected. Or hendersonvillesymphony.org.
That's right. Very easy to get tickets online.
Okay. Yeah.
We will provide you with the very best seats that we have remaining.
Sure.
All the seats are reserved, and we're kind of assigning seats as best seats come.
So. Absolutely. All right. So the Youth Orchestra and Youth Choir, that's this coming Friday.
That's right.
Tickets are available at the door.
Right.
$10 for adults. And tickets will go on sale at 6 o'clock, concert at 7.
That's right.
And then December the 14th is the winter holiday concert for the symphony.
Holidays around the world.
Holidays around the world. I love that. That's fantastic. You can call the symphony at 697-5884 or hendersonvillesymphony.org.
That concert starts at 7:30.
All right, 7:30 p.m. concert. And remember, today's Giving Tuesday. Today's Giving Tuesday. You can also go to hendersonvillesymphony.org and see a little Giving Tuesday icon there, right?
That's right. And one more shout out to Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful for this community. The generosity, the support that's never ending.
Yeah.
We all survive because of you. So Giving Tuesday is a wonderful way to celebrate both sides.
Fantastic. Pat Tukey, Executive Director of the Hendersonville Symphony Orchestra. Great to have you here as
always. Thank you, Mark.
Happy holidays to
you. Happy holidays. It's coming up.
All right, folks. Find out more about your Hendersonville Symphony Orchestra. Remember, that big winter holiday concert's coming up on the 14th, and this coming Friday, the Youth Orchestra and Youth Choir. Get more information by calling 697-5884 or go online, hendersonvillesymphony.org.